Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. A unique program organized by two labor bodies is helping teachers defend workers' rights in a number of developing and emerging market countries. The American Federation of Teachers, the AFT, and the Global Union Federation Education International have partnered to organize a project called Teachers Advancing a Rights Culture. The project is aimed at building the capacity of teachers to promote, defend, and exercise the rights of workers. I talked to Shannon Lederer about the project. Ms. Lederer is the Associate Director of the International Affairs Department of the AFT. I asked her first what the major goals of the project were and how they were going to be addressed.
This new project has three basic goals. First, to promote human rights education. Second, to improve workers' rights advocacy. And third, to strengthen collaboration between teachers' unions and community. So these goals are really important because I think they speak to the multifaceted role that teachers' unions play. Because we're at the nexus between the labor movement and the public education system, we have to focus not only on our role as activists, but also on our role as educators. And because schools, the world over, really are the heart of communities, we have to nurture the ties that connect our members, the teachers, to the people they serve. So this project will address the core work of teachers' unions on all three of these important levels, and it will do this by ensuring that our partners are able to put high-quality materials in the hands of teachers, train their activists in core union skills, and host community events to highlight issues of shared concern regarding human rights and basic education quality.
What countries will the project operate in, and why did you choose those particular countries?
So the initial year of the project will focus work in four countries: Egypt, Georgia, Honduras, and Zimbabwe. Each of these countries speaks entirely different languages, and they're in different regions of the world, but they share a couple of core things in common. First, they're all in the process of significant social or political transition. And second, in each of these places, teachers and their unions have faced serious threats and attacks. And we could hardly overstate the seriousness of those attacks. Teachers have been fired for their political beliefs or their union activities. They've been beaten, driven out of their countries, and even killed. They've been denied their right to collective voice through bargaining or social dialogue, and their efforts to form or maintain independent unions have been fought at all levels. Our president, Randy Weingarten, has recently traveled both to Egypt and Zimbabwe, and she's met with the union leaders there, so she has a really personal sense of how important their struggles are and what they're up against. I mean, the road to democracy is difficult, and there are setbacks, as we clearly see today in Cairo. But teachers play a really important role, and what better way to prepare them and give them the tools they need than through their unions, in which they have an abiding trust. So we think these are valuable places to start this work. Unfortunately, the patterns of attacks that we see in these countries happen far too often, and the list of places where these types of threats are occurring for teachers and their unions would be quite long. But these four countries are illustrative, maybe, in their diversity, and we hope that in the future the project will be able to expand to other parts of the world.
How will the project be administered and funded?
The project will be administered by the AFT's Educational Foundation in close collaboration with our Global Union Federation Education International. All the work on the ground that will be done by local teachers' union partners. The funding comes from the Bureau of Democracy, Rights, and Labor, and AFT is donating the staff time so that nearly all the grant funds can directly support the work in partner countries. We think this project represents the best kind of popular diplomacy, what our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, would refer to as soft power. When teachers are able to work together across borders like this, there's great value in what they share. And we find that they understand each other perfectly, even when they don't speak the same language.
What role will individuals and organizations in the countries play in developing the project?
Well, the project really just provides a skeleton, but it's our partners in each country who will put the flesh on bones. What human rights education, workers' rights advocacy, and community collaboration looks like today in Zimbabwe may be very different than it looks in Honduras or Egypt, and that is natural and good. If this work is not grounded in the local context and realities, it's not going to be meaningful. We also recognize that our partners are in very different places themselves. Some are nascent unions, and some have long and rich histories. In Georgia, there's only one independent national teachers union, but in most other places, there are divisions that need to be addressed. So our partners were given their own budgets to work with and asked to develop their own work plans. At the end of this year, we'll take the next step and ask them to develop plans to sustain the benefits of the project and embed them in their core union actions.
The AFT has a long history of working internationally to help build the capacity of teachers in developing and emerging market countries. Why do the leaders and members of the AFT think it important to be involved with teachers and teacher unions in other countries?
Well, I think stronger together is the most basic and fundamental union concept. We know it to be true at national level, and AFT has always extended that principle to global level as well. As our world shrinks, the interconnectedness grows even stronger and more imperative. So those who would seek to weaken or destroy the labor movement and public education around the world, they have a playbook, and they're rolling it out around the world. So we feel it's essential to have our own playbook taken from the core principles of human and worker rights, and that it's our obligation to work together as a global union movement to see that we protect these core institutions of our democratic societies.